Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June the 8th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 7.5 cents at 764.5. July wheat up 3 cents at 1074.75, and July beans up 11.75 cents at 1740. We opened up strong and then tried to rally in the first half hour or so, and then backed off. The beans broke as much as 20 cents off the highs. The wheat, about 19 off the highs. The corn, about 14 off the highs. We closed lower than where we opened in corn, wheat, and beans. Corn closed 3 under where we opened. Wheat closed 6 cents under where we opened. And the beans closed 7 cents under where we opened. So if you're looking for a bull market, that's not the kind of price action you really want to see. You want to see it open higher and close strong. We certainly didn't do that here today, but still higher closes. Obviously, the forecast for hot and dry weather starting Saturday around the Midwest has got the market spooked. I'll tell you what, it is pouring down rain here in Chicago. It's 76 degrees. We need some heat degree days out here. We need some warm weather in the Midwest, some sunshine, dry weather, warmer temps. But you know, the question is, how hot's it going to get? In Kansas, it's going to get up to 101 on Monday, and then back down to the high 80s and back up into the 90s. Texas is going to be very hot, 102 to 105 degrees, for example, in Austin. Very, very hot temperatures. Around the Midwest, maybe a day in the 90s, but mostly in the 80s, sunny, not a whole lot of rain. But it's exactly what I think most of the Midwest needs out here. So, you know, I think maybe this is a little overblown on this hot and dry weather. Now, obviously, if things turn 95 to 100 degrees in the Midwest, you know, this market will just explode. Beans did make a new contract high and high close here today, but we didn't close over 1750, which has been my target to close over. Closed at 1740, a dime away from it. So again, I don't know how friendly that is to this market, but you know, the bulls have had their way here the last several days. People are looking for about 500,000 acres corn acre cut on the report on Friday. They generally don't cut the corn acres until they see the June 30th report, but considering everything that happened out here, they might cut it, and the general guess is about 500,000 acres. I think we're down about 1 million to 1.5 million acres between North Dakota and Minnesota myself. But I think only about 500,000 will be reflected in this report. Carryouts in corn for old crop and new crop look to be slightly lower. The beans are probably the bigger issue. Old crop beans down to 218 from 235. That should be a little bit friendly here, but July, November beans lost 6 cents on the day. So got to take that with a grain of salt, I guess. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 350 wheat, 600 corn, 800 beans. Certainly better than last week, but nothing to write home about. The dollar is up another 21 ticks to 102.45. Crude oil, you know, is part of the strength here today. We closed up 270 a barrel at 122.11. That's a new contract high and high close. That pushed the bean oil up 150 ticks or a penny and a half. But the meal was down $1.80, offsetting that a little bit out here. But you know, how much higher is this crude oil going to go? You know, I don't see that we've really tempered any gasoline usage out here. I drove downtown Chicago yesterday. And granted, there was some construction and an accident, but there was 5 miles of traffic out there, which tells me that, you know, people are still driving their cars. But we'll have to see, you know, when they're paying, you know, $7 to $8 a gallon here in the Midwest, you know, something's going to suffer. And, you know, is it going to be a cutback in food? Is it going to be a cutback in going out and, you know, seeing movies and eating out? I don't know. But something's got to give somewhere. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-884-3343. TT Hedge.